Eric Spoonmore. He has done the impossible. He has made it to the program today. He is the president of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and is live on the telephone, right? Right?
Yes, you got me live on the phone after a long day over at the Monroe County Charlotte Zitlow Justice Center.
Well, tell everybody what you were doing over there. That's the most important part.
Well, it was a day of jury selection. Early day, long day, a lot of jury selection.
How did you get to this stage? When you filled out that questionnaire, there should have been, well, this guy knows about everything that's going on around town here. There's no way he doesn't have any preconceived. Well, you should just be stricken from the record to start with.
I figured, you know, they probably want me to serve on any jury that they could possibly get. I'm a likable, good guy. Then, you know, I'd make a great juror for any case.
Your knowledge of everything should disqualify you. That my wife, and I don't know what lottery she's won, but she gets one of these all the time. It feels like, and on the questionnaire, I just tell her, I said, is there a spot that says, you know, your husband does the news every day on the radio and you listen? I figure that would get you out. No problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't want any preconceived notions.
Right. And I had nearly forgotten about this obligation. Obviously, this is an important civic duty that is a big priority for people. And So I almost forgot about it in the nick of time. I was able to make it over there and didn't suffer any ramifications for that. But we had a good 60 of us packed into this little courtroom, and it is a long process for sure. So that was my first experience doing jury selection, but they successfully sat the jury. I am not on the jury.
Well, that's why you're here with me. That's good.
That's right. That's why I'm here with you. So as soon as I got out of there, I ran back over to the office and got on the phone.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate that. We can always reschedule, too. And if we've only got about 10 minutes. If we don't cover everything, we'll get back together here in February because we know it's a hugely busy month. You had a big announcement last week about your Educators of the Year. That comes with a big luncheon or dinner. Tell me how this all comes together and what date we need to circle. It's not in February, but that's the good news. We've got plenty of time.
So, yeah, Educator of the Year, we are really looking forward to this on March 2nd. It's one of the best events of the year where we get to celebrate all of our educators from Edgewood, RBBC, SC School Corporation, and Bloomington North, Bloomington South, all the MCCSC schools. And so we're really looking forward to that. We had a great, it was very difficult decisions to make. We had a great selection committee that reviewed all, I think it was 41 nominations this year. And some of these are really nearly tear-jerking nominations, you know. And it's, you know, you can really sense how the work that these teachers are doing and how profound that work is on the lives of their students. And so we just love being able to celebrate that at the Chamber of Commerce, and it's just a great evening. We'll be doing that out at Ivy Tech. The dinner will start at 6, but I believe the doors open about 5:30 that night. So open to the public. Anybody who would like to attend is able to register and go to that event. But it will be a great night of celebrating our teachers.
Thursday, March 2nd, chamberbloomington.org for all of your registration information. And don't forget, we'll learn, and I don't know if that's nominations for next year. If we had 41 this year, I can only imagine how many will be next year. We'll get everybody the dates and times on that when we get closer and closer to it. You have a big event coming up, and that's going to be 1 week from this Thursday. Governor Eric Holcomb is coming to town.
Yes, Governor Holcomb is coming to town. It's been since 2017 that Governor Holcomb has been in Bloomington doing a chamber sponsored event with us, so we are so delighted to be able to hear from the state's top elected leader. Our membership will be out there, and that's going to be at the Convention Center. The doors will open at 11:15. The program will start at noon on the 16th, and it's going to be a big event. I mean, we've got well over, I think, about 350 people registered for this event right now. I'm seeing more and more tickets being sold as we get closer to the event date. I think we've got about 25 total sponsors for the event. This is going to be presented by Cook Group and Indiana University. And so in addition to hearing from Governor Holcomb, we also will hear some remarks from Cook Group President Pete Yonkman and Indiana University President Pam Witten. So we're excited to have them all there at the big event. I really do think it's going to be kind of a blockbuster event for the Chamber. So we'll have lots of media. We want folks to be there covering this and really seeing that the Chamber is that community convener that we really want to be known for.
Why 2017? Now, I know the pandemic factored into some of that. That just seems like a long, long time ago.
It does, yeah, and I'm not sure what, and there may have been schedule conflicts.
Gotcha.
Or different conflicts. I don't know what was all related to that, but certainly the pandemic was a big obstacle to overcome for a couple of those years.
Yeah, and just like everybody else, the governor only has 52 weeks as well. There's not.
Right.
He doesn't have any extra, none of those extra governor weeks that he can just pull out of his back pocket and use like it's a Monopoly game. when does the Success Schools Reality Store get up and running? We know that's one of the great local learning tools here in Bloomington, and that's getting close, isn't it?
You know, I am not sure of what the actual calendar date is for the reality store. I believe it's February 10th.
That'll be this Friday. All right.
And that's going to be, and it's at Edgewood, I believe. So that is, you're right. It's a great program that we offer through the Success School. You know, we've got great public school partners with RBBCSC and Monroe County Community School Corporation. So we really do want to be there, as we talked about earlier, doing everything we can to support our students, getting them exposure to real life examples of what they can expect when they're adults, and just getting a good early understanding of those things. It could put them at such a huge advantage. And I know at the State House now, they're even talking about new legislation that would require personal financial literacy courses to be included in high school curriculum prior to graduation, something that hasn't been done yet. But I think the Chamber would be supportive of that.
Amen.
Assuming that, you know, it doesn't disrupt the existing curriculum that's so important to achieving successful outcomes on graduation rates and preparation for college or whatever the plan is after high school graduation. But, you know, SATs, ACTs, all those tests, you need to have certain skills in place. So we wouldn't want to disrupt any of that. But I do think that, you know, some of these personal finance curriculum and things, that would be pretty helpful for students in high school. Before
everybody's going to have a job. Everybody's going to have some money in their pocket at some point. Why figure out the wrong way when you can perhaps learn the right way? So I think that's a fantastic idea, because it's not. Look, I took Spanish my entire middle school and high school or whatever else. It's great that I can, you know, I know some words. I'm not disparaging foreign language, but that's an elective. Money, finance, mm-hmm. I've forgotten trigonometry. I've forgotten how
right.
I was trying to help my son do homework the other day. I don't know what area is without Google. So
now I'm in the same boat. I can't even do. I look at Ella's homework.
Just hand it back to her and say
and
sorry.
I can't even do fifth grade math anymore. So it's kind of sad.
It is, but those are all things I think can be productive that wouldn't possibly hurt anything, because you're using all those other pieces to go in there. All right, one more, and then we will get back here in a couple weeks. But you have a big legislative event before the governor gets here as well. Did I see that right? We're going to do the League of Women Voters legislative update. That's coming up this Saturday, and you don't have to be in the building either. That's a great Zoom one as well. If that's not perfect for your schedule, what happens in these, Eric? Where Eric Spoonmore is our guest, where people can learn.
Well, it's a great opportunity where we partner with the League of Women Voters, and this can be accessed on Zoom, as you mentioned, and it gives our area legislators an opportunity to just update the community on a lot of the big issues that are being discussed in this budget year up in the State House with the General Assembly. So, you know, it's always a lot of activity when the General Assembly is in session. This is a particularly big year. There's so many competing ideas and programs and things that need funding, and so the budget is a big topic of discussion. It'll be a long session, and we just like to get some updates from our area legislators that know exactly what all the details up there are, because it's hard to keep track of. I mean, things move 100 miles an hour in those with all the bills in the House and the Senate. So lots to keep up with for sure.
Excellent. I don't mean to cut you short. I'm up against it. Will you come back not next Monday, but the following? We'll get ready for the business after hours. We'll recap some of these great events. And then we kind of slow down in the middle of March because, look, everybody goes on spring break. Let's be fair. So we'll get from next the end of February into the beginning of March. Let's do that back on the 20th. How does that sound?
That sounds great to me. I look forward to it.
Hey, I really appreciate the time, Eric. Great job as always, my friend, and good job on the civics lessons today.
Thanks, Glass. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
That's Eric Spoonmore. He is the president of the Greater Chamber of Commerce here in Bloomington, and we were hoping to have him a little bit longer, but as you heard, he was is that how you say it? Trying out for jury duty. He was not selected, but we were hoping to have him just a little bit earlier to cover some more ground. We will. We'll do it in 2 weeks.